Before we open up to reflections on how that was for you, I want to just say a few words about this kind of practice. It can be really useful for this kind of thing. This is a tool, we can say, this kind of bringing content into the mind and seeing how you are with content. And there's a lot of different ways we can use it. This is one of the ways that I use it. Most often, if there's something that happened in real time where I wasn't really able to process it, I'll sit down a little later in the day and just, okay, what happened there? What was going on, and feel into it. And I often get a sense of understanding something, or a little bit of a release, or a little bit of a, oh, right, this is how the Dharma really can support me with this. So it's really supportive for looking at and working with situations that are challenging in our day. But I also find it useful. It can be used in, I'll name two other ways that I've used it, and other ways that I find it useful. There's, I think, many other than these three. But another way that it can be used is if you're needing to make a decision, bringing into your mind what you envision the outcome, like if you think of two possible scenarios, what if I make it this way or what if I make it that way? You might take some time, one day or a few days in a row, to reflect on, to bring the situation into mind that you envision yourself making the decision in one way. And, bring that into your mind, allow yourself to imagine it and feel into that. And then the next day or a few days later, bring the other side into mind, the other side of the situation into mind. Envision that. And how is that with you in the moment? And again, bringing in the reflection. I found in particular this exploration of not just like individual body sensations, but a connection to this broad, diffuse, messy, whole felt sense of experience really useful. There's something kind of primal about that kind of place that has some, I don't know, some kind of deeper touching into what's going on. So this can be used in terms of exploring future possibilities, making decisions. And then another way that I've used this kind of practice is with like just a reflection about a Dharma question I have. So an example of this, early in my practice, I was, interested in the question around ethics. What is ethics? How does ethics support me? And so I just dropped that question into my meditation. And I did this kind of question. If you're doing a kind of a Dharma exploration, kind of like how, a question about that, how does this Dharma teaching connect with my life, and not to think about it, but just to feel into what comes up as that question is dropped in. So I did that reflection on ethics over the course of, a couple of weeks. And what I did with that one was, after each one, and I know maybe did it for 10 minutes or so, I just dropped the question in and let myself feel into what was going on. And when I finished that little short session, I took a few notes. I had a tablet next to me and I just took a few notes. This is what I experienced. And so I did that over the course of about 2 weeks with that particular question. And the thing I most remember about that experience, I have my notes somewhere, but there's something that just sticks in my mind about it. And that was the very first time I dropped the question in. What arose was a feeling of loneliness. And that was like confusing to me. I was like, what does loneliness have to do with this question about ethics? But I just kind of took note of that and just went on with the experience. And then, towards the end of my time doing this 2 week process, I began to understand what the connection was. So that, over the course of that 2 weeks, I understood that, ethics is about relationship. Ethics is about being with people in a way that does not create division between people. And then there was the aha moment. Oh, when ethics is not part of your life, divisions are created and loneliness is the result. So that was just my, kind of learning that I explored through this kind of reflective process. So these are three different ways in which you can use this kind of reflection practice. It's a very useful tool. And it also is just in general a way to support with mindfulness, being with content. It's a practice opportunity for being with content and noticing how we are with that content.